Hello, my name is Sarah Fraser, and for my Inquiry 2 project, I examined how my middle school students would respond to learning about genetics through either an in-class activity called the Paper Pet Project or an online simulation about how mice inherit fur color. In both activities, students were investigating the inheritance of traits. These activities were intended to give them an application of the vocabulary and other background information we had provided them with in the days prior. My students had already explored possible traits that could be inherited, and they had made some conclusions as to whether or not those traits were controlled by single or multiple genes. With the Paper Pet Project, students were given 5 different hypothetical traits, such as skin color, blue dominant to yellow, or teeth shape, square dominant to pointy. Working in pairs, they had to flip a coin to determine which alleles each parent had for each trait. Heads would represent the dominant allele, tails would be the recessive allele. Then they proceeded to create 6 offspring, once again flipping a coin if a parent was heterozygous, to determine which of their 2 alleles the child would receive. Finally, they used blue and yellow construction paper to create a family tree of their paper pets, complete with labeled genotypes and phenotypes of each family member. Overall, the students loved this assignment, particularly the aspect where they were allowed to actually create and assemble the family tree. Because it did not give very many limitations on what their paper pets needed to look like, the end results were very unique. Several groups of students made human-like organisms, while other groups created entirely new fantastical creatures. I noticed that students spent much more time on the creation of the pets than determining the pets' genotypes. Students who I interviewed said they had fun producing the organisms, but that their learning about genetics was minimal. One student told me, "Well, I mean, I knew the genes were passed down and stuff, but I had the most fun creating the pets. But that's because I'm creative. I guess if you ask someone else, they might not like it, because they might say that their pets were ugly or something." Several days later, I had a small group of the same students participate in an online genetic simulation using mice on the Gizmo site, explorelearning.com. The general basis for this activity is similar to the Paper Pet Project. However, because it's an online simulation, students can manipulate more of the variables. They have the genotypes and phenotypes determined randomly and labeled clearly for them. And finally, they can produce many generations of offspring to gather larger amounts of data. Although my students were immediately engaged because they were able to use computers, which they love, they also immediately started asking questions like, "Well, what am I supposed to do here? And where do I click?" They very much enjoyed the opportunity to drag the mice into different cages and then choose which mice could be bred in future crosses. They made very clear connections between the color of the mouse's offspring and their genotype, saying things like, "Oh, this little guy has a big F and a little F alleles, so he has to have black fur." When I interviewed a student about how he liked this online simulation, he told me, "Well, it's an interesting way to learn, and it's actually really enjoyable. The only bad thing was that it took some explanation to know what to do and how to use the program. But once you get going, it was pretty cool. I got all the questions right." I surveyed my students once they had participated in both the Paper Pet Project and the online mouse simulation. And overall, they seemed to like the online simulation better, particularly when making the statements, "This is the way I like to learn," and "I wish there were more lessons like this in my class." However, the statement, "This was a great way to learn about genetics," was very closely ranked between the two activities, the online simulation generally receiving 4 out of 5, and the Paper Pet Project receiving 3 out of 5. Secondary conclusion. I found that when using an online simulation in the classroom, it is extremely helpful for students to have some background information or practice with the content, and significant time also needs to be spent explaining how to use and manipulate the different aspects of the program. Upon seeing my students' frustration, I had to connect the projector to my own computer and walk my students through how to log in and use some of the basic components of the genetics gizmo for them to get started. Once they logged in, they immediately had questions about how to interact with different parts of the program, and it wasn't until I showed them the purpose of dragging and dropping the mice to different parts of the screen that they fully understood what to do, and I was working with a high-ability group of students to begin with. I know that if I were to use this simulation or any type of online activity like this again in my classroom, I would need to spend considerable time discussing how to use the program, while the students are at their own computers and are able to walk through the steps at the same time. Primary conclusion. Through my research, I realized that it is more about finding things that interest and engage the particular group of students that you have than whether or not those activities are hands-on or simulations online. Several comments that students wrote on the survey about the Paper Pet Project said that although they still learned about genetics from the project, it did not fit their style of learning, and they enjoyed more structured activities. Similarly, students wrote that the online simulation was more interesting and allowed them to interact more with the material. However, both activities showed comparable results with student comprehension, as evidenced by the students' responses on the worksheets that accompanied both lessons. Although the online simulation had slightly higher scores for my students, this could be attributed to the fact that it was taught second, and after a few more instructional days where the students had more practice with some of the genetic concepts. In the future, I will definitely incorporate more online simulations into my practice. I believe my students truly enjoyed the mouse simulation, and when students are engaged, they're more likely to participate in effective learning. As stated in the readings for this module, however, I also think that online activities should be only one part of the many different types of instruction that I provide my students with, as I believe that meeting their learning styles with a broad variety of tasks and as much choice built in as possible will help them form the most meaningful connections with the material, which is, of course, the ultimate goal.